farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
It is our commitment to do more, to call for more support.
Coming up in today's program, the Jamaica Agricultural Society, the JAS, committed to advancing the interest of Jamaican farmers. And later, our proverb of the day, I'm Camille Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off, so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us my granny dead. And the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. I'm call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend with phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
The mission of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, the JAS, is to ensure the protection and promotion of farmers' interests. It fulfills its mandate with vigor, independence, and financial feasibility. The organization provides services to farmers and assists them to gain access to resources provided by government and other agencies. The JAS aims to enhance global policy initiatives in order to achieve social and economic development of the rural sector. With this in mind, the JAS remains committed to its mission as it moves forward to protect the interest of Jamaican farmers.
It is our commitment to do more, to call for more support from partners, government and governmental agencies, international donors, as we seek to build the capacity of the agricultural sector.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. He says the organization has received some $10 million from the Universal Access Fund to help the government provide computers for offices and to establish a call center for farmers.
We have gotten some $10 million for Universal Access Fund to provide computers for our officers and to establish a farmer's call center.
The JAS president says Android tablets will be issued to JAS officers to better equip them with tools to do their jobs and to help farmers market products.
Every single JAS parish officer will have a tablet so when you visit the farmer, you can record what the farmer is producing and remit it into the call center on a marketing platform that can provide a market for all farmers.
Mr. Grant adds that the Korean government has donated 270 computers valued at approximately $13.5 million to the JAS to help the association better administer its duties.
We have gotten some 270 computers from the Korean ambassador to ensure that you can set up an internet cafe and to ensure that officers and secretaries can have computer and internet to do your work.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, Senator Norman Grant. The proverb for this morning is, pudding can't be baked without fire. Translation, a pudding cannot be baked without fire. This means you need the right tools to be successful at any job. With that, we've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Till then, you're invited to visit our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camille Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.